In February, an oil pipeline that carries South Sudan's oil exports to international markets through Sudan was damaged in White Nile State because of fighting in Sudan's war. This led the Dar Petroleum Oil Company to halt oil exports. During a public gathering in Juba on Sunday, Vice President Taban Dengai said that restarting oil production in Upper Nile appears unlikely in the near future.
We are not exporting oil from Block 3 and Block 7, Northern Upper Nile. And this is the bigger part of our oil, almost about 60% of what we export. It has stopped for the last 4 months. Mama Roof, it will resume retail. Maybe when war is stopped in Sudan, the pipeline that it could have that. Because this pipeline, we don't use it on a daily basis. It can get spoiled. So we have no high hope on that oil any longer.
South Sudan heavily relies on revenue from crude oil production in Upper Nile and Unity States. Deng noted that while oil fields in Unity State are operational, their contribution to revenue is minimal.
El Petrol bitat Ruweng and Betu area.
The petroleum in Ruweng and Betu is only 40% of our revenues. It is very little because it is the only one that started production a long time ago. And you know that oil is a depleting resource, and so it is already depleting. It is already finishing.
The lack of crude oil exports is already affecting the economy. The South Sudanese pound continues to depreciate against the U.S. dollar, which now trades at £3,200 to the dollar in the parallel market. Abraham Kwalnyuon, a professor of politics and economics at the University of Juba, suggests implementing austerity measures to navigate the economic challenges.
And these austerity measures should be introduced in the way that it could only affect the upper class, like those who are the top government ministers, the top generals, and maybe use that money that was consumed for maybe Chapter 2 and Chapter 3 to be able to improve the life of the people, so that the normal citizen, like the soldiers and the civil servant, could be able to get something small that would make them to sustain their life.
Nguyen urges the government to prioritize salary payments, which are covered in Chapter 1 of the fiscal year budget, while reducing expenditures on operations and development in Chapter 2 and 3. The price of food commodities has tripled over the past 4 months, and civil servants have gone unpaid for over 6 months. Nguyen emphasizes the importance of self-sufficiency amidst the economic downturn.
This economic hardship has collided with the right season for farming. So what all of us should be able to do as people of South Sudan is to go pick our jembe, pick our hoes, and go to the farm, so that in the next 3 to 4 months, we could be able to have some product that could be able to make us to survive on and put on the table. And the government should be able to maintain peace and security.
Manyok Joel David, a 45-year-old university lecturer, is among those seeking alternative income sources to support his family.
I have to hustle, involved in subsistence farming along streams of the Nile, which is not bad at all. And then I also involved in the bricklaying businesses around Juba suburb. And at time I fall back to my colleagues who work in the UN agencies to provide me with some lump sum sometimes to balance my budget at home. Generally, for us in South Sudan, we have really a big challenge. And I urge our government to see a way how to deal with these challenges.
In April, news emerged of a deal between the South Sudanese government and a company in the United Arab Emirates. The deal aims to provide the South Sudanese government with at least $12 billion in exchange for crude oil over 20 years. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.